shout.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. And 2008 brings in a whole new set of laws and rules and regulations when it comes to traffic. And nobody knows more about traffic than Reed Barry, man. Nice to see you.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Look at you,
good to
dude.
See Tim and yes. Brian. How you been? You guys have never looked better. And
thank you.
I don't know what that means exactly,
thank
but you've
you
never
much.
Looked better.
All right. The traffic guy is with us. If you have a question about perhaps you got a ticket, perhaps you want to know how to fight a ticket, you're a little hazy on the law, maybe you want to bitch about a particular intersection that the city doesn't fix
right.
year after year, Reed Barry is your man here. He knows more about traffic than you do.
This is really, if you have to go to traffic school, by the way,
yes.
This is the guy you want to sit with for a few hours, which I think I've done two or three times.
Right. All right,
well,
here's the phone number. All right, hold on again. Here's the phone number. If you'd like to talk to Reed Barry, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You offer traffic school?
Traffic school. Yeah, I teach for a company called NTSI, and we have the contract for Orange County, which means instead of the usual 15 or 20 people in a class that Brian is familiar with, having been in my class in past years, I have classes up to, well, the biggest class I had down in OC was 177 people at the Harbor Court down in Orange County. So, you know, it's like playing to an audience. It's great for a person who, you know, likes to play to a crowd.
Can you go to traffic school once a year?
Once every 18 months. However, if you get special permission from a judge, you can come back even sooner. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's once every 18 months. But if you go into court and tell the judge, hey, I realize under Vehicle Code 41501A, I could come back to traffic school again. Generally, they will let you do it because it's a win-win situation. It's good for you. It's good for the court because it brings in a little extra money in traffic school
right.
fees. So generally, unless you did something really heinous out there on the road, they'll let you do it.
What do you charge for traffic school? What does it cost to run 3 years?
Well, the people that go in Orange County, they pay through the court system.
Oh,
it costs them about $57. And if you come in from the outside, it costs you about $30 or $40 to go to our school, plus any little court fees you pay on the side of the court.
Of course, online traffic school is very popular. I know that. I took an online traffic course at one point. Is that kind
Well, now I feel like you're cheating on me.
Well, no, don't you even have a company that you're affiliated
well,
with?
Yes, yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I mean, yes. You've got companies. So you're affiliated with you know, all sorts of different...
Yeah, but Brian, I'm surprised that you don't have a guy that you can just pay and buy the certificate.
Now, let me get to that.
I know it's illegal, but...
It is
well,
illegal.
Yes, it is. It's a felony.
It is illegal.
So a felony to sell them or to buy them?
Well, yes.
Sell them.
Yes.
Not
and buy them.
Right. Buy them?
Yes.
Oh, get out. Who goes to jail for that?
Reed had been on my radio show before, and I you know considered him a friend, and you know I went to his traffic school, and everybody's sitting there. You know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. You really want to be, with all due respect to Reed, you want to be anywhere but sitting in traffic school. I think most people feel that way, at first at least.
Except for Reed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm paid to be there, but the thing is, interesting note, the first time Brian was in my class, just lucky for him, there was a guy in the class who had a brand new digital camera. And he took a picture of me and Brian. We were in the radio column the very next morning.
Wow. Yeah. Celebrity,
so
man.
So the only thing better than going to traffic
celebrity
school
sighting.
Is being publicized to your peers
as
having been
driver.
In traffic school. Yeah.
Now, the Reed lays down the law, and he says to everybody in the class, please don't ask me. Please don't ask me to sign on a certificate and, offer me money. Because merely even asking... You would have had to turn them in, right?
No, they can ask.
Oh, all right, then. Okay.
And I've had some interesting offers, and they feel free to ask, you know, because I'm thoroughly entertained by some of the offers I receive.
Oh, all right.
Right.
And that's it. You know, people want a certificate because they think, oh, I get out of here, you know, in 10 minutes instead of spending 8 hours here today.
All right. You ready to take some calls here?
Ready to rock and
here
roll.
Here we go. Peter in Burbank. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You're on with Reed Barry.
Hey, you two big studs.
Hey.
What's up, man? Hey, I was wondering if you can clarify, because one of my friends doesn't believe me this is actually happening. Can you talk about the cell phone hands-free law that's going into effect?
Well, it goes into effect July 1st of 2008. If you have a Nextel push-to-talk walkie-talkie type phone, it takes effect July 1st of 2011. But for most of us with regular phones, July 1st of next year. And you can use it. in an emergency situation, of course. But other than that, you have to be on a speakerphone or a Bluetooth headset or a corded headset. But you can't be holding your phone while you drive as of July 1st.
Damn it. Now, what about if you're 17, 16, and you're just starting to drive? Can you still be on a headset?
No. In fact, that was added to the law just very recently. And what that says, if you're a driver under 18 years old, you can't be on the phone at all. Doesn't matter if it's a headset or speakerphone.
Is that right?
You cannot be on a phone at all while driving unless it's
an
emergency.
Kids.
And calling your best friend is not an emergency.
So right now, it is legal for an officer to see you holding a cell phone to your head. That is legal. You won't get a ticket for that.
Well, that's not true either. It's legal to hold a phone to your head, but let's say the officer sees you doing that and he considers your driving to be unsafe. He will cite you under vehicle code 22350, which is the basic speed limit, and he'll say you were driving at an unsafe speed based on what you were doing, talking on the cell phone.
Oh, boy. All right, Peter in Burbank. We're going to give you director Rob Zombie's reimagination of the original slasher film Halloween.
Yes, I saw that in the movie. Actually, Jerry and I saw that.
Returns as a two-disc unrated director's cut DVD from Genius Products and the Weinstein Company. Get your copy and make somebody's holiday season bright. Peter in Burbank gets that. Gina, look at that. Not great.
Yeah, all right.
She's still under hypnosis.
Yeah. Did he take her out yet before he left?
She's sleeping in there. All right. So the cell phone thing is, we don't have to worry about that until July.
Right.
Right. So F it. Enjoy yourself until July.
In the meantime, hold your phone, knock yourself out, have a great time, but drive safely.
All right, man. Patrick in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Reed Berry. How are you?
How you guys doing?
I got
an accident a couple days ago, and somehow the lady's boyfriend showed up and moved the car a couple miles away before the cops could get there. Does that constitute, you know, kind of running away from the scene with the car? It's kind
tampering
of
tampering with evidence.
Well, how far did they actually go?
I mean, it was probably a mile or less. You know, it's probably to dump something out of the car or something, but the cops just didn't really show any concern about it, and I was very concerned about it.
I would have just claimed hit and run at that point. I mean, if they leave the scene, if they pull over to the side of the road so traffic can get through, that's one thing. If they go that far, I would claim hit and run.
Right. Is that something I can do after the fact? I mean, it was a couple of days ago.
No, not really. That's something you have to do kind of at the time.
You know, I put it in the police report, but who knows what's going to happen with it. I haven't got a copy of it yet, so it's just kind of weird.
Oh, bubbo. All right. Hey, hold on one second, dude. You're going to get the discover the beginning of The Legend of King Arthur with epic action adventure The Last Legion on DVD from Genius Products, Weinstein Company. How's that for a great Kwanzaa gift? Look at that.
Yeah, no, you got a ton of gifts over there.
There you go.
I haven't
Happy
even
Kwanzaa.
Finished my Kwanzaa shopping yet.
No. All right. All right. Reed Berry is with us. He is knows more about traffic than anybody. What are the new laws coming in for 2008?
Well, the cell phone is the big one. And then other things, you know, medical examinations for older drivers. And
how old?
Well, you know, now what they're trying to do is what other states do, and that is more frequent testing for drivers over 70.
Right.
They've been trying to do that for a long time. Some states you have to come in every other year and do that. And
that seems unfair. I mean, that, at 70, people are still pretty aware.
Well,
not
yes
everybody.
And no.
then you see those stories like the farmer's market story, you know.
Right,
you
but
know.
That guy's like 86.
Yeah,
right.
He was 86. And then by the time he was convicted, he was 90. And it's like, well, you know, what's a life sentence? 3 weeks? You know,
yeah.
I mean, what can they do at that point? You
oh,
know?
Man, those poor people out there.
Yeah.
All right. Richard in Agora, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Conway himself, Negro man.
All right, dude.
How you doing?
All right, you got a question about smoking weed while you're driving?
No, I already know all about that. I don't got any questions anymore about that. My question was, why would you want to go to the traffic school when you could just do it online and not have to deal with waking up in the morning on Saturdays and all that, you know?
What time do you wake up tonight?
What?
Yeah, well, you know, no, the thing is, not all courts allow online traffic school. Some counties make you go and sit in class. Orange County is a good example of that. They won't let you do online traffic school.
All right, hold on. What if I did an online traffic school twice, then could I sign up for your class and go in and do that, because I can't do the online traffic tool anymore. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're. If anybody's in the position to beat the system, it's you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, you sound like
you're on
like,
top of
like
it.
A real sharp guy that can.
I'm gonna beat that system every time.
I know, man. You sound like you're the bomb, dude.
I'm dropping bombs.
All right, dude. All right, Richard, we're going to press on.
There he goes.
And let you continue to
enjoy yourself.
Drink. All right, let's talk to
Kel. Wasn't there a gift for him? Water pipes, anything?
Very consumed with his weed. How about Kelso in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 Free FM. Reed Barry's with us.
Hello, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, questions. I have buddies who got caught with those the camera, the red camera lights.
The red
traffic.
Red light cameras, right.
Yeah, are those speed traps?
Well, no, they're not.
They constitute.
No, they don't constitute speed traps. They're red light cameras, and they catch you running red lights. And as long as they're calibrated accurately, which they are, the cities make sure of that, then it's a righteous bust. They take the picture. A police officer reviews the photo, and you get a ticket in the mail. And guess what? You know how much that is?
How much?
Brian, you know how much that is.
Yes, I'm at two high twos.
$352 plus traffic school.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Mm.
I got a ticket in Washington last summer, and two summers ago, and they do something odd up there. You pay your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It was $175. I was going 65 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and I paid $175, and as long as I didn't get a ticket within the year in the United States of America, they take it off my record.
Right.
So I had to be decent for a year. June 23rd was my day.
Well, good for you.
And then after I passed it, back with that accelerator, man.
Yeah, well, now that seems like kind of a sensible thing for states to do. Why don't all states do that, to give people a break like that? Really?
Well, not all states do sensible things. I mean, that's kind of a cool way to handle it. Some states may make you pay your ticket on the spot.
What?
They will pull you over, and they'll make you pay, and they'll say, well, you know, you're wasting finite resources. You know, you're speeding. You're burning fuel. You have to pay right here on the spot. Some states do that.
Well,
and
what if you can't pay?
Well, then they
go to jail?
Find other ways to handle that, I guess. But in California, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. You get a ticket. You go to traffic school. They dismiss the ticket, and life is good again.
Those must be a gold mine, those red light cameras.
Well, yes and no. They were when they first put them in because so many people were running red lights. Now that people are more familiar with them, people are stopping at red lights, and the camera companies that make the equipment are saying, we're not making enough money off these things.
Is that right?
So what do you think's coming next?
Multiple speed cameras.
Speed cameras on the freeways.
Oh, Christ.
God.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
That's coming next. They're testing them in Arizona right now. They're coming to California soon.
Now, but isn't that going to be a constant barrage of flashes? I mean,
well,
it's going to look like Julie Roberts pulling up to the Oscars.
All I know is my career as a traffic school instructor is secure for many years to come.
But you know, man.
That seems unfair. You know what else seems unfair? A guy called us, I think it was on the air yesterday, and last night, I should say. He got one of these tickets in the mail. He was not driving the car. His girlfriend was driving the car, or now his ex-girlfriend or his ex-wife or somebody, was behind the wheel, and they snapped a picture and they sent the picture. But there were the state of California was making him, or Los Angeles was making him pay, even though he said, look, it's not me in the picture. I'm not the person driving. But because it was his car, they held him responsible for the fine.
Not as long as you rat on the person who was driving. Because there's a form on the back of the ticket you will fill out. When you get it in the mail, it says, if you weren't driving, who was? And you have to fill out the information on the form. Then they will send the ticket to that person.
I see. Okay. All right. So you don't get screwed.
No.
And also, I heard that they block out the passenger. Is that right?
Well, they do, because when cameras were brand new, let's just say that the wife of a Pasadena city official opened up the mail one day and saw a picture of her husband in the family car with a woman who didn't belong in the car with her husband. And so after a couple of cases like that, they said, let's block out the passenger and leave a little to the imagination.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right, let's talk to Donna in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 Free FM with the traffic guy. How are you?
Good. I have a question. I have a commercial driver's license, and there's new laws that say you can no longer go to traffic school even if you haven't been. Is there ever a way around that?
There's a new law. What?
Well, if you have a commercial driver's license now, even if you haven't had a ticket or gone to traffic school,
right.
When you get a ticket, you cannot go to traffic school. That it automatically goes on your license, whether you're in your personal car or driving a commercial
vehicle.
Seems
unfair.
That is correct. And the reason why is because for many, many years, for a long, long time, it has been a federal law that commercial drivers cannot clear tickets through traffic school. But a lot of states looked the other way and they said, yeah, okay, that's a federal law, but we're going to do our own thing. We'll let truck drivers go to traffic school. Then a couple of years ago, they said, nah, we're going to fall in line. We're going to follow that national policy, that national law.
But what if she's in her personal car?
It's not the car you're driving. It's the license you hold. And if it's a commercial license, you're not allowed to clear a ticket through traffic school.
All right, Donna, you got to behave then, huh?
I guess so.
All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you the California Speedway holiday ticket package that includes two grandstand seats. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
For the Auto Club 500 on February 24th, 2008, two pre-race pit passes, and a California Speedway girls calendar. Look at that.
All right.
You can purchase this whole package for $175. For more information, go to 1-800-944-RACE, 1-800-944-RACE.
All right.
All right. Let's see. How about Elroy in Burbank? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on with me.
I love the show. I got a question. Coming through Los Angeles Crest one day, I got pulled over by Highway Patrol, and I got a ticket, and I said, okay, that's fine. He clocked me at 77, he said, but he marked down. I was going 70.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a $319 fine when I got the paper from the court.
Okay.
About 2 months later, my wife's coming through the same way, and a different Highway Patrol officer put down the exact same thing. He clocked her at 77, but he marked she was at 170. Now, we got hers coming from the same court, and mine was around 419. She was there about 407 on the time of the tickets. We got hers back. Hers is 158. Now, shouldn't it be the same citation fee? I mean, why am I paying double?
Let her drive more often. It seems to be a better value.
Yeah, why are you bitching that she's got to pay less? It's your wife, right?
All right, a white Caucasian female, and I'm a Hispanic male.
Here we go. All right. So what's going on?
I don't blame you for this.
If it was in the same...
I'd have to see the judge. Can I ask for a reduction? I mean, can I show him the tickets and say, isn't it fair that the citation should be the same price regardless?
Well, yeah, realistically, go into court, show them the paperwork, and say, hey, I was in this area, she was in the same area, we did the same thing, we were cited for exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
Why the difference in prices? Now, of course, the risk you run there, they might say, oh, yeah, well, hers was wrong. It's supposed to be 300 and whatever. But chances are they will reduce it to match the other.
Hey, Elroy?
It's Eloy, actually. But
Eloy, I'm sorry. Reed Barry just handed me this. He probably doesn't want me to read it on the air, but he said his best advice, and he can't say this on the air, is to have one of your white friends represent you.
Exactly.
In court.
I should. Yeah, it's great.
That's real racist.
Both my kids take after my wife's side of the family, believe it or not. My dad's French and Irish, so it's kind of a mix.
All right, less tickets, then.
I just love seeing people's faces when they find out I'm their dad.
All right, hold on one second, dude. We're going to send you something here. We're going to send you a wealthy boy who stole a car, an inner-city tough guy who was arrested in the Watts riots, and a San Francisco runaway flower child come together in the Mod Squad. Rick, look at that.
Oh, you know it. Oh, yeah.
From Paramount Home Entertainment. Oh, boy. All right, that does it for giveaways.
All right, all done.
Everybody's given all their prizes. All right, Reed Barry is with us. You can go to his website, R-E-E-D-B-E-R-R-Y, reedberry.com. And if you have a question for him, he's the traffic guy. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. That storm that is coming through Los Angeles right now, I'll tell you where it is.
All righty.
It's directly over the 605 and the 5, right where the Commerce Casino is. And it's on its way to the 57, where the 60 meets. So if it's starting to rain there already, but there's a major storm coming through there. The 57 from the 60 all the way down to the 5.
Now, Reed, Barry, the traffic guy who's with us, a quick rain driving safety tip?
Don't do it. Stay off the road. But drive safely. Make sure your tires are good. You know, mine are good. I'm road testing a brand new set of tires right now. That's the great thing about being the traffic guy, because you never have to pay for a stinking thing. You know,
good,
you get the
you.
Free tires, the free navigation systems. Life is good.
I heard from a CHP officer. I won't tell you his name, only because I don't know his name. But he said in the rain, the California Highway Patrol never pulls anybody over in the Diamond Lane because it's too dangerous. Is that true?
Well, there could be some truth to that, but that's at the officer's discretion. It's not a policy not to do it, but some officers may choose not to do it for that very reason, because, I mean, they're over there. You're going to have to cut across the faster lanes of traffic. It's raining and very, very dangerous. So,
plus, they're busy with accidents.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, for a driver, I mean, if you're driving in the Diamond Lane, or say you're driving, or if the Diamond Lane happens to be close to the divider, the median in the road there, to be that close to an abutment while there's rain or water on the freeway or the roadway is dangerous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you want to stay on the inside lanes and avoid the outer lanes, because that's where water pools in the rain. So you
avoid the number one lane.
Yeah, the number one and the
which is the middle
the number
lane.
Four, the right. far right okay. lane too.
Now, I hate to say this, I hate to admit that I'm guilty of this, but I do drive in the Diamond Lane often. By myself.
Now, you mean alone. And do you have a...
I did it today.
Do you have a hybrid vehicle?
No, I do not.
Well, then you are violating a law. How many times have you done it? And I think we should phone this in right now.
Thousands. I have not gotten caught, knock on wood, doing it. But I told my sister, I said, California Highway Patrol, they don't pull anybody over in the rain. Get in the Diamond Lane. Because she was stuck in Orange County. She gets in the Diamond Lane, gets pulled over like 10 minutes later.
Geez. Yeah, what is the fine? Is it a big one, right?
$400. It's another $400 ticket.
But, you know, it's worth it for me, because I literally have done it thousands of times. And I usually do it coming home from Santa Anita, because I'm pissed anyway, so I jump in the Diamond Lane. It's like, you know, you continue to gamble once you leave the track.
Well, it is a gamble, and I've heard
it's like having
other
a $400 on a blackjack hand.
Right. And you don't get caught every time. And I'm not saying that I condone it or suggest doing it.
Have you ever done it?
No. But... And that's truthfully, I have not. But I am the traffic
liar.
Guy. What can I? No, I'm not lying. I've never done it. But I've heard other people in the radio business.
Oh.
So you're not alone. But other people in the radio business say, hey, I'm playing the odds. I make enough money. I can afford it. If I get popped 3 or 4 times a year, I'm not going to get caught every time. And if I'm in a hurry, I do it. So I've heard other people say that, too.
Well, I did it today. I took advantage of an accident. There was an accident on the 405 South.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard on the radio, it was right before Mulholland. And the Diamond Lane was moving, and I knew that all of the California Highway Patrol officers were on their way to that accident, because they said on the radio that no cops have shown up yet. And there was a police helicopter up there, so I knew the cops were busy trying to figure out that accident, and they weren't going to pull me over in the Diamond Lane.
Right.
And so I sort of took advantage of that, skated by.
And how did it make you feel?
You know what? It doesn't make me feel bad. There's no guilt associated with it. I figure
you get a little high, a little rush.
No, I just get in there and I just go with the traffic.
Now, Reed,
but I'm a taxpayer. I've paid for that lane.
Oh, there it is. That's the line, right? I paid for this road. I'll drive on it.
You bet your ass.
Well, I may have mentioned this before, but I am in favor of taking away all the Diamond Lanes anyway and giving them to everybody.
Right, let everybody use it.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm in favor of making them toll lanes. And only giving them to people who earn $100,000 or more a year. A real elitist position.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know if anybody much would go along with that, but we could.
Tim takes those sometimes unpopular positions. Now, let me ask you. Tim mentioned an accident. What obligation does a motorist have if you see an accident? You're not in it, but you witness an accident.
Yeah.
Are you obligated to stop? Are you obligated to wait for the police to tell them what you saw? Or can you just keep going?
You're not obligated to stop unless you were involved in it somehow. But as a responsible citizen, wouldn't you want to?
Yeah. I mean, not everybody should stop, though,
there
right?
There was a hesitation there.
No, yeah, because I don't want everybody to stop. I mean, if there's, you don't need 5 people stopping.
Right.
All right, let's get into real quickly color of cars. What's the best color of car to get if you want to avoid an accident?
Well, bright colors are good for avoiding collisions because they're easy to see, such as white, red, yellow, etc. And then, of course, which color cars do you think gets the most tickets?
Yeah, red cars.
Bright cars, white, red, yellow.
They're easy
so
to cops
for
to
safety,
see too.
Yeah, right. Easy for cops to see. And if you are in the flow, you've heard the term going with the flow. Let's say you get on the freeway and you're going with the flow and everybody's going 80 miles an hour. Who is the CHP going to pull over? The bright red car, well, you, bright red or the bright white car, the white car, but not the gray car with a little old lady over there. You know, the bright, they're going to go for the brightest colors, the most noticeable cars.
I also noticed that that this happens a lot. I know where a couple of the California Highway Patrol stations are. There's one in Woodland Hills off of DeSoto. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm in that area, I purposely will slow down that area because there's chances are they're either getting on the freeway or getting off the freeway there. And there's a high, you know, there's a high volume of
cop cars, right,
yeah, right around there.
Sure,
but I do have a tendency to, you know, I do go about 80 miles an hour, sometimes 85, and I don't think that those are the problem drivers. I think the problem drivers are going 45 miles an hour.
Well, that creates a problem, too, but don't you think 80 or 85, you know, the faster you go, the less control you have of the vehicle. But
yeah, but the faster you go, the quicker you get home, the less chance of you being involved in an accident.
That's true. Well, it gets you off the road faster.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, but, I mean, let's say you're going a little faster to get home a little quicker, and then you do get a ticket. And how long does it take to get the ticket? 15, 20 minutes. How long do you spend in traffic school? Oh, about 8 hours.
Yeah, but you get one ticket every 2 years.
How much time did you save, Tim?
Yeah, but you get, if you get a ticket every day, that'd be something. But if, right, if you get one every, you know, 6 years.
But you see, Tim plays the odds. Tim plays the odds.
Well, sure.
And but, you know, I'm not comfortable driving at 65 miles an hour and people, you know, fly by me.
Slower drivers will probably never get in a collision. But how many will they cause? That's the problem. That's what makes slow driving dangerous. They'll never get in one. They'll just watch as other people get into them as they're trying to get around the slow drivers.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you're driving an S-Box, you're driving something from the 70s that has a lot of you know, duct tape on it, mm-hmm, and it breaks down on the freeway, you know, and the guy gets out and he looks at it and he says, oh, you can't believe the engine overheated.
Right.
You know, it's got 800,000 miles on it. He can't believe it broke down.
Right.
But those are also a problem, too.
Right.
If you have a car that is just barely getting by, then stay on the side streets. Don't get on the freeway with it.
Right. Yeah, you kind of know by the age of your vehicle and the condition of your vehicle.
Yeah, and it's making like 19 noises.
It. Right, exactly.
I mean, how many noises does it have to make for you to take it in?
And the best part is pre-1976 cars no longer need smog checks. So that's another incentive just to keep driving these pieces of crap for more years to come, you know.
All right. Matt in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Big stuff, man. Hey. What's going down?
Not much. What do you got?
Reed, how you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
You know, I actually have a quick story real quick. My father was a CHP officer, and he was one of those gentlemen that looked over the tickets as they came in. And so he had the responsibility to look over, you know, people's wives and all that nonsense. This was a while ago. But the funny part was is that they had a warrant out for a gentleman that sent in, he had a ticket for $140, and this guy sent in a picture of a $100 bill and $220.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. So the... The dullest story on the planet. I mean, everyone's
this is kind of like
that.
Open mic night here.
And then
the
cops send them back a picture of handcuffs.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Everybody.
Right.
It's like getting a call from vaudeville.
I know. I would just press on. There's plenty of calls to choose from. I'd just take another one and kind of pretend that last call didn't happen. Just hunker
what,
down.
What call?
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
All right, Paul in Los Angeles. I wonder if you could beat that with regards to flatness.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, I just got a ticket like literally yesterday, and it was for running a stop sign. But I was just wondering, I'm going to go and try to fight it off because like the conditions that the guy like caught me in weren't really that clear. And I was wondering, like, what excuses do you usually hear for guys that run stops and try to get away with it?
Well, they didn't see the sign, or it was blocked by a tree or another sign or something like that. Why did you run the stop sign?
Well, I kind of rolled on it. I didn't really run it. The thing is, he
Where
wrote
was
on
it?
My ticket. Huh?
Where was it?
It was in, like, Redondo Beach area.
Yeah. See, the problem with these small municipalities is they give more tickets than LAPD does.
You raise more revenue that way.
Yeah. And Beverly Hills Cop, don't drive through Burbank if you're drinking and driving. These cops, I don't know if they can, you know, they're trained to smell alcohol from their car to yours, but they nail you every time.
Right.
That is
right.
A real tough city to get away with anything.
Or if you're driving to Laughlin. Have you guys driven to Laughlin, Nevada before?
Not to Laughlin, though.
You drive to Laughlin, you get off the freeway in a little town called Needles. You usually stop there to get gas or get food or something. Don't ever get off the freeway in Needles. You will have a ticket when you get back on the freeway. The ratio of cops to tourists is 1-to-1. I'm telling you, you get off the freeway, and it's the buddy system. You got somebody following you as you get off the freeway, and they'll for running a stop sign, running a red light, speeding, whatever. Mm. But I have gotten so many people in my classes with tickets from Needles, and I drove up there with a friend. He was driving, luckily, but he gets off the freeway. I said, no, let's not get off in Needles. He gets off the freeway, and, here's some construction. He passes a stop sign. Boom, there's the cop right on his back. And
for what? For speeding?
For rolling through a stop sign.
Oh, wow.
And you even warned him.
And I even warned him.
Oh,
boy. Yeah.
So, he deserved it.
That's right.
Daniel and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Reed Berry's with us, the traffic guy.
Yeah, I have a question. I heard of, radar detectors and radar jammers and stuff like that are illegal in California. What's the consequences if you get caught with one?
Well, radar detectors are not illegal. Radar detectors are legal in passenger cars. They are not legal in commercial vehicles. Radar jammers are illegal. So if you watch QVC and you see them selling one of these things on air, there's a little crawl at the bottom of the screen that says illegal in Virginia, Maryland, California. It tells all the states where you can't have radar jammers.
How does a cop know if you're using one?
Well, they aim their radar gun at you, and they get a reading of like 12 miles an hour. they know something's wrong. And another device people are putting in their cars right now that is also illegal, it's a little thing that is really made for ambulances. But somehow or other, they started selling these things online. And what it is, you plug it in your cigarette lighter, put it on your dash, and as you approach intersections, the red light turns green.
The strobe light?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's obvious. I mean, if somebody has one, the cops can see that pretty quickly.
Yes.
That's got to be a big fine.
Well, it's about a $300 ticket, and they take away your $300 light changer. So you lose that, and you get a $300 ticket, so it costs you about $600.
And do most intersections have that capability?
Older ones, no. Most of the newer intersections have the little sensors on them for those light changers.
Right, so it won't work on them.
It won't work on all of them. Right. It just works on
that seems to be a real old-fashioned technology, a blinking light. I mean, can't they have any, radar or new, modern technology that can take care of that?
Well, you'd think, but they're too busy making the speed cameras now. And so when they're done with that, I'm sure they'll work on the next project.
All right. Reed Berry is with us. Go to his website. Reed Berry, R-E-E-D, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y.com. He is the traffic guy, and he's with us. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Reed Berry joins us. He is the traffic guy.
Yeah, man.
Not to be confused with Mr. Traffic,
Tim, come on.
Tim starts that every time
now,
I'm here.
Now, I told him, Reed, before you got here.
I don't know what the controversy is between the two of you.
Here's the thing.
Oh, here we go now. Damn it, Tim.
What I tell people is I'm one of the two most famous traffic school teachers in America. There's just me and a guy trying to be me. That's all there is to it.
And there was obviously a falling out at some point, right?
There was a falling out.
You guys used to be best friends, right?
Well, no, we were never best friends.
Good friends.
But we were friends.
Friends in traffic.
And co-hosts on a radio show here in L.A.
On this station.
And on a sister station.
The KBC?
It was KRLA.
But traffic brought you together. Right. I mean, he's a traffic enthusiast. You're a traffic enthusiast.
Yeah.
He shared that in common.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, enough about him.
All right. I really wish you guys could get back together.
Well,
I spent a lot of time worrying about the two of you.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah. All right, Steve in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I always see traffic cops teaching classes at traffic school. Why is that, and how do you become a traffic school instructor?
Well, it used to
you
be...
You got to go to school for that?
Well, yes and no. It used to be they relied on police officers and people from law enforcement and the court system to teach traffic school classes. And then there was one traffic school owner, a guy I used to work for, as a matter of fact, who had cops teaching classes. But one of them got better reviews than the others because he was funnier and he had a better, you know, persona. People liked him. He was more congenial. And so the owner of the school said, should we hire cops and try and make them funny? Or should we just hire, you know, stand-up comics and teach them to teach traffic school? And so that's when the DMV kind of opened it up and said, as long as you get trained and can pass the test at the DMV, you can be an instructor. So if you're over 18, if you don't have any felonies on your record, and you find a school that wants to hire you and they'll train you, you can be a traffic school teacher.
Jerry, please. Jesus Christ, I'll ask him. God damn, the guy keeps yelling in my headphones. Is there a gay traffic school in Lakewood?
There's gay traffic school. I don't know if they have a location in Lakewood, but they do have a gay traffic school, and I understand there's free parking in the rear.
But there is one in West Hollywood.
Thank you for that.
There is a gay traffic school because Steckler on Adair
really
went to it. Yeah.
Oh boy. Spent the 8 hours there.
Not Adair, but I said, if you go, I'll pay for it. He spent 8 hours there at the gay traffic school.
Now, how many years have you been a traffic school instructor?
Well, 19, going into my 20th year of doing this. Wow. And, yes, I started as a very young boy. And now 20 years later, you know, it's still fun and exciting. And I do it every, you know, I don't know what it is to sleep in on Saturday morning because I'm always up by like 6 o'clock heading to Orange County
to
teach.
Is it 8 hours?
8 hour class. Now, there is legislation out there that may shorten it to 4.
Oh, I would support that legislation.
But for the time being, it's still 8 hours.
And what can you learn in the 8 hours? Do people learn anything, or is it just sort of a jack session?
Well, you know, I mean, you could learn it all in 4. I think that's why they're thinking about changing it, because in some states it is 4. But, you know, we talk about, you know, drunk driving, you know.
And we have fun. They play games.
Yeah. Did you have a Miles Berman spot to read right now? Well,
no.
We talk about that. We talk about rules of the road and traffic laws. But what I do in my class, audience participation, a little comedy, a little humor. And, you know, we're there for 8 hours. It's like these are not convicted criminals. They're just people who got tickets.
How much comedy is involved?
I'll answer that. Reed's very funny in his class. Yeah. It's very funny. It goes by. It does not feel like 8 hours. It really kind of
flies.
There is a lunch break.
An hour lunch break and then 2, you know, 15-minute breaks during the day. So, you know, it's like a job. It's kind of like going to work.
That's not bad.
Right.
Plus, a great place to meet other lunatic chicks, you know?
Well yeah, I
chicks
think...
Chicks that are speeding and cutting people off.
It seemed to me, and I don't know if this is typical, but it seemed to me that mostly it was guys in the class. I don't know if guys get more tickets, but it just seemed that way.
Maybe you went to the gay traffic school. Was that it?
In fact, there wasn't a woman there.
Everybody was in Speedos. Did you have... do you recognize... I mean, do you see more men coming in than women in the... traffic school?
No, it's pretty equal. As a matter of fact, I did do a class recently where it was all guys and just one woman. So, you know, I mean, that was kind of unusual, though. It's not typically like that. It's pretty even.
Right. And what is the, I'm sure you see people come back, you know, every year. It's like, hey,
well, yeah, I actually had a guy run into the room one day at the beginning of class screaming, "I've had you before," and I didn't know exactly what he meant, but he meant in traffic school. He was in my class about 2 years before. So.
All right.
Right. Now, so and if there's a schedule at readberry.com on your website of the classes you're teaching, is that correct?
Well, not actually, but people can email me on my website, and then I can tell them where I'm going to be teaching, but I only teach on Saturdays, and I typically teach in Orange County, but occasionally in Palm Springs, Santa Barbara. The always beautiful West Covina.
When's the last time you got a ticket?
Well, time's about up for this hour, isn't it? No, I actually, you know, I was a contestant on a Weakest Link, and they actually asked me that on the show. And I got a ticket once, and this was years ago, before I became the traffic guy, you understand. But I got a ticket for unnecessary use of horn.
Wow. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because if you honk unnecessarily, you're going to get popped. And I got popped for honking the horn on my 3-cylinder Daihatsu Charade. And you can imagine how intimidating that must have been.
I use that horn 20 times a day. Easily.
Yeah, I guess so. It's if in the judgment of the officer, you're misusing it or overusing it, then it's all in the officer's judgment, right?
It's a judgment call on the officer. I mean, if you are honking to avoid a collision, great, no problem. If you're honking to alert somebody to danger, fabulous. But if you're honking and waving at a friend, if you're honking to get somebody to come out of their house,
where you get nailed.
That's where you get nailed.
But if somebody's an a-hole and you honk, that's cool?
Yeah, like if you drive by him and lay on the horn.
There should be an a-hole exemption, but you could get a ticket for that, too.
And how about swearing at another driver? Is that illegal?
Well, it's called aggressive driving, and then that leads to road rage, and then that could be illegal.
Yeah, but for some reason, I always experience road rage.
Yeah, no, well, that's your personality type.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming in, Reed Barry, everybody.
Hey, always great to see you guys. Happy holidays.
Yes,
go to his website, reedberry.com, also lacar.com. You're a contributing editor over there?
Absolutely. Testing a new car right now. I write car reviews, safety articles. Check them out.
And bigjugs.com?
Video Jug. Big Jugs was...
Taken.
That
was taken.
Right, videojug.com.
I'm their driving safety expert.
All right, Gina. It's Video Jug, not Big Jugs. Jesus Christ, that's embarrassing. All right, and also a member of the Motor Press Guild.
Yeah, no, he's well-credentialed.
What does that get you?
You know, a press pass. It gets me free parking at Universal Studios and other places, so it's not all bad.
All right, thanks for coming in, buddy. You're a major stud.
Thanks, guys.
ReedBerry.com.
Yeah, man.
It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.